الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected brothers, elders and friends, tonight inshallah we will discuss a very important, a very great sign of the day of Qiyamah, which is also a major sign of the arrival of the hour. And that is the descension of a very great, noble messenger of Allah, whose name appears in several places in the Holy Quran. And he is none other than Nabi Isa bin Maryam, alayhimus salam, commonly referred to as Al-Masih Al-Maw'ud, the promised Messiah. There are numerous ahadith in which our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, soon Nabi Isa bin Maryam will descend as a just ruler, a very fair leader who will establish justice, and he will pass judgments with fairness and equality. These ahadith have been reported by so many chains of narrators that it qualifies to be classified as mutawatir. The term mutawatir is a term used often by the scholars of hadith to refer to a narration that has been reported by such a large group of narrators that it is impossible for one to ever fathom that these narrators have conspired in fabricating this narration. Likewise, we find a number of verses in the Holy Quran also indicate to the arrival of Nabi Isa alayhi salam before the day of Qiyamah. Example, the verse that comes in the 25th juz of the Holy Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly states, وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ, and he is a sign of the hour. فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا, hence do not be in doubt regarding the coming of the day of Qiyamah. A number of commentators of Quran, from the illustrious companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam until this day and age, they are of the opinion that this verse of Quran refers to the arrival of Nabi Isa alayhi salam before the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, the doctrine of Nuzul, the descension of the promised Messiah, or the second arrival of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, it features as a core principle, a fundamental belief of Islam, without which a person's iman cannot be complete. According to one hadith that appears in Sahih al-Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Al-Anbiya ikhwatun li'allat. The prophets of Allah, they are like consanguine brothers. They share the same father, but have different mothers. He then elaborates, Deenuhum wahid. They all share the same common beliefs. The only difference between them, the prescribed laws in the various religions, but as far as beliefs are concerned, all the prophets of Allah share the same common beliefs, and they all propagate the same message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, وَأَنَا أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ. Of all people living in this world, I am the closest to Nabi Isa bin Maryam alayhimus salam. And the close and strong relationship that these two great messengers of Allah enjoyed in this world and also in the Akhirah, this is because Nabi Isa alayhi salam is the penultimate messenger of Allah, the second last messenger of Allah, and there is no prophet who had come after Nabi Isa alayhi salam before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like we all know, the period between the ascension of Nabi Isa alayhi salam and the arrival of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is known as the period of Fatratul Wahy, in which divine revelation was held back. It was a period in which the world was filled with violence and oppression, mayhem and anarchy. The entire world was enveloped by darkness until the light of dawn shone into the dark world and caused the entire universe to become very bright with the divine nur of Islam, the celestial light of Iman. And that was the arrival of the paragon of Allah's creation, our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some commentators of ahadith explain The reason for the close relationship that these two prophets of Allah enjoyed in this world, and like that, they will be very close to each other in Jannah. The Nabi Isa alayhi salam had brought a very important message to humanity, and that was the message of the arrival of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, every prophet of Allah informed his people about Rasul Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also ordered and instructed his ummah and his people that if they live until that time, they should accept him as a messenger of Allah, follow his teachings, accept his commands. But Nabi Isa alayhi salam, since he is the penultimate messenger of Allah, the message concerning the nubuwwat of our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam features as a fundamental or as a principal message that he brought to humanity. And this is also recorded in the Holy Quran. In tonight's Tarawih we heard, in the 28th juz of the Quran, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدِ. Nabi Isa alayhi salam mentioned to his people, I have come to give you glad tidings of such a messenger who will come after me, and his name will be Ahmad, ismuhu Ahmad. Likewise, there are numerous verses in the Bible, whether it be the Old or the New Testament, also proving the arrival of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which have then been changed or distorted or misinterpreted by the Christians. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned this hadith, Ana awla an-nas bi Isa ibn Maryam. Of all people, I am the closest to Nabi Isa bin Maryam alayhi wasallam. If we have to study the noble ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the prophetic narrations of our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam concerning Nabi Isa alayhi salam, his qualities, his features, the various events that will take place post his arrival, one will be taken aback to see the extent of the detail that Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has gone into when describing Nabi Isa alayhi salam and mentioning the different events that will take place after his descension, which we will try to summarize in a few minutes. Firstly, he will be extremely beautiful. His face will radiate with nur and shine with light. He will be fair in complexion with a slight tinge of redness. When he will lower his head, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, it will seem to the onlooker that pearls are falling off his hair. When he will raise his head, it will seem as if water is dripping from his hair. His face will be fresh and bright. Scholars explain that before he ascended to the heaven, when his enemy and the enemy of Islam, when they were planning and plotting against him, and they wanted to capture him and crucify him, so he went and he performed wudu. Upon completing wudu, he was about to commence with salah, to engage in dua, to beg and beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his special protection. And just before he could commence with his salah, Allah's divine decree had come for him to be raised to the heaven. So he was raised in this condition that water was dripping from his head due to the wudu that he performed. And he will descend before qiyamah in the exact same condition that he ascended to the heaven. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salam mentions that Nabi Isa alayhi salam, it will seem as if pearls are falling off his hair. He will be slightly taller than an average person's height. He will have curly hair, long hair that will touch his shoulders. And he will descend, taking support on the wings of two angels. Where he will descend? In the holy land of Damascus, on a white minaret. According to some ulama, he will descend in the holy land of Jerusalem, in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. But the view of the vast majority of the ulama, that he will descend in Damascus, and he will then travel to Jerusalem, and he will make his way to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Upon entering Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, he will observe the Muslim ummah, the Muslim congregation. They already made their sufuf, they made their rows, straightened their rows, about to commence with the Fajr Salah. Who will be the Imam? Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu. He will be standing on the Imam. He will be standing on the Musalla of the Imam. Iqama will be called out. He will be about to raise his hands and commence with the Fajr Salah. And then he will look towards the congregation. And he will notice Nabi Isa alayhi salam entering the masjid. So he will step back. And he will indicate to Nabi Isa alayhi salam that you should take the musalla of the imam and lead the congregation in salah. But Nabi Isa alayhi salam will refuse, and he will comment by saying, Takrimatullah li hadhi al-ummah. This is the honor Allah has granted the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and therefore I will stand behind you as a follower. And he will perform salah as a muqtadi, as a follower behind Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu. He will come with great strength, vigor and power. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions that no disbeliever will come into contact with his powerful breath except that he will die instantly. He will go out in search of Dajjal. Eventually he will find Dajjal at the entrance of a town called Lud, which is currently situated in occupied land of Palestine. As he will advance in the direction of Dajjal, Dajjal will start to melt away and disappear. He will then take a spear and he will attack Dajjal, causing him to die. He will live for 40 years, in which he will be responsible for demolishing every cross, killing every swine, and he will also abolish the jizya. Jizya refers to a tax that is paid by the non-Muslim subjects of an Islamic state to the Muslim government. And this abolishment of the jizya is a reflection of a great or very high degree of peace and tranquility that will prevail within the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this condition of peace and tranquility will not be restricted to the human world, but it will also extend to the animal world. The Nabi alayhi salam says that you will see the wild and the tamed animals grazing on one piece of land. This will be the level of calmness, peace and tranquility that will prevail in the world after the arrival of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. He will travel to Makkah Mukarramah with the intention of performing Hajj or Umrah in the state of Ihram. Upon completing his Hajj and Umrah, he will then travel to Medina Tayyibah. And this is reported by Imam Hakim rahimahullah in his Mustadrak, and graded as Sahih, authentic by Imam Hakim, concurred by Imam Zahabi rahimahullah. He will present himself in the Rawda Sharifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he will stand before the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Can you imagine this scene? Nabi Isa alayhi salam standing and conveying his salawat and durood to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam directly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then command the angel of death to extract his soul. And like this he will pass away. His janazah salah will be performed by the Muslim ummah. And he will then be buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is reported by Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, who was a Jewish rabbi. He accepted Islam in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and became a very great and senior sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is reported to have said, Maktubun fi Tawrah. It is recorded in the Torah that Nabi Isa alayhi salam will be buried next to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before we conclude, a question arises in the minds of many people. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send Nabi Isa alayhi salam before the day of Qiyamah? Why no other prophet? Why specifically Nabi Isa alayhi salam? And here we find the ulama and the scholars of Quran and Hadith have gone into great detail answering this question. A very great world-renowned scholar, Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimullah, he has tried to summarize the information in a few points in which he listed the reasons mentioned by the ulama and the commentators of ahadith. The first reason mentioned, Nabi Isa alayhi salam made dua to Allah. He engaged in supplication, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him with the honor of being part of this auspicious and mubarak ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his supplication, and therefore he will descend before the day of Qiyamah as a follower and a ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here there's a point of reflection for you and I. That Nabi Isa alayhi salam made this dua to Allah to be part of this mubarak ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whereas you and I have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any prior request to application submitted in the court of Allah. Allah Rabbul Izzah handpicked us. and selected us to be part of this very auspicious and this very noble ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is undoubtedly a favor of Allah upon us, which we're not deserving of. It's a gift of Allah which we're not worthy of. Therefore we need to appreciate and value this gift Allah has blessed us with by acknowledging our responsibility as ummatis and followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The second reason mentioned by the ulama and commentators of Quran and Sunnah, that Nabi Isa alayhi salam will descend before Qiyamah to disprove the false claims made by the Jews and the Christians that they have crucified him and he died on the cross and he had a miserable death, ma'adallah. So he will come before the day of Qiyamah and he will prove to the entire humanity that he was protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they were not successful in torturing him or massacring him or crucifying him. And this is our belief. And this is a fundamental belief of Islam, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَمَا قَتَلُوكَ وَمَا صَلَبُوكَ. They did not kill him, nor did they crucify him. Rather, he was protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was raised to the heaven. So he will descend before Qiyamah to prove to the entire humanity that he was given Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special divine protection, and he was not killed on the cross. Another reason mentioned by the ulama, Nabi Isa alayhi salam will descend before Qiyamah to reject and abolish the absurd and illogical doctrine of Trinity and this irrational dogma of the Christians that ma'adallah he is God or the Son of God, one is three and three is one. And he will descend before Qiyamah and make it clear to the entire humanity that he is none other, he is only the messenger of Allah and a servant of Allah. Therefore, Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come before the day of Qiyamah. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to make us, to grant us the ability that if we live until that time, that we can be part of the jama'at of Nabi Isa alayhi salam and the army of Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu. And may Allah ta'ala protect us from all the fitan, the trials and tribulation that will come upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Page 125. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعطي الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم، اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم، صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله، الزاكيات لله، الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله. Inshallah, we will engage in some dhikr of La ilaha illallah, Allah, Allah. And thereafter will be dua. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When we take the name Allah, we should imagine the sky is saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, the jinn are saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah. And when we take in the name of Allah, Allah is taking our name to His angels. Allah is talking about us to His angels. With that realization, we should make the dhikr and take the name Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Let's recite the Rujum. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله. اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد ملء السماوات والأرض وملء ما بينهما وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله. صل وسلم على محمد كما أنت أهله. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا لا ينفد أوله ولا ينقطع آخره. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما بدوامك. اللهم لك الحمد ملء السماوات والأرض. اللهم لك الحمد عدد ذرات الكون في السماوات والأرض. سبحانك لا يقال لغيرك سبحانك. أنت عظيم السلطان، أنت عظيم البرهان، شديد السلطان، لا يعجزك إنس ولا جان. سبحانك ما أحلمك، سبحانك ما أعلمك، سبحانك ما أقدرك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبيك وعبدك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم إنا عبيدك أبناء عبيدك أبناء إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك اللهم إنا قد اجتمعنا في بيت من بيوتك رافعي أيدينا إليك اللهم إنا نرجو رحمتك نخاف عقابك اللهم لا تردنا خائبين ولا تردنا خاسرين اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh Allah, the most kind, merciful, tolerant Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you on this auspicious night of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Forgive us completely, Ya Allah. Forgive every sin we have committed openly, secretly, Ya Allah. Whether knowingly, unknowingly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, within broad daylight, in the darkness of the night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for our past, Ya Allah. Our present, Ya Allah. Our future, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your forgiveness, Ya Allah. All those sins we have committed in secret life, Ya Allah. In privacy, Ya Allah. When we thought no one is watching us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, at that time you could have punished us, Ya Allah. You could have snatched away every ni'mat of yours, Ya Allah. You could have disgraced and humiliated us, Ya Allah. You could have seized every ni'mat of yours, Ya Allah. But instead you are so kind to us, Ya Allah. You gave us another chance to make tawbah. You gave us another chance to raise our hands and ask you for forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this Mubarak night, the 27th of Ramadan, Ya Allah, forgive us completely, Ya Allah. Forgive us completely, Ya Allah. Bless us with your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Let not the month of Ramadan pass and we have not been forgiven, Ya Allah. In that case, we'll become cursed from Jibreel alayhi salam's tongue, Ya Allah. We'll be cursed in the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, we cannot become cursed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak, Ya Allah. We are the weakest of your entire creation, Ya Allah. We acknowledge our weakness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess before you, Ya Allah. We plead guilty in your court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are battling, Ya Allah. We are struggling, Ya Allah. We are trying to climb up this ladder, Ya Allah. Every time we take one step up, we fall two steps down, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hold us by our hand now, Ya Allah. Grab us now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are the little child, Ya Allah, who's trying to walk. Every time he gets up and takes one step, he then falls. Ya Allah, you grab us now, Ya Allah. Shower your mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Change our condition, Ya Allah. Change our lives, Ya Allah. We ask you by your asma'ik al-husna. We ask you by your beautiful names, by your beautiful qualities. On this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. In this Mubarak place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have brought us here tonight, Ya Allah. We have read in the kitabs, Ya Allah. When you bless a person and give him the tawfiq of making dua, it is a sign that Allah wants to give him something. Ya Allah, bless us with your forgiveness tonight, Ya Allah. Bless us with your rahmat tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of vice and sin, Ya Allah. Protect us from every type of haram and evil, Ya Allah. We are extremely weak, Ya Allah. Give us the willpower and the himmat and the courage, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, overcome the challenges of life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let not shaitan get the upper hand over us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of vice and sin, Ya Allah. Protect us from all haram and evil, Ya Allah. Give us a pure life, Ya Allah. Give us a chaste life, Ya Allah. A life of piety and righteousness, Ya Allah. Obedience and taqwa, Ya Allah. Bless us with taqwa, Ya Allah. In so many verses in your Qur'an Majeed, we have read about taqwa, Ya Allah. Ittaqoon, fattaqoon, wattaqoon. Ya Allah, how long are we going to hear about taqwa, Ya Allah? Make us taste taqwa now, Ya Allah. Bless us with taqwa in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your closeness, Ya Allah. Bless us with your mahabbat, Ya Allah. Bless us with your recognition, Ya Allah. Make us have firm conviction and belief in you, Ya Allah. Protect our iman, Ya Allah. Let not any one of us become a murtad who leave the fold of Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Make us wake up in the condition with iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when it's time for us to leave this world, Ya Allah, let us recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, bless us with shahadat in your path, Ya Allah. Make it be in Madina Munawwara, Ya Allah. In a condition you are pleased and happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. We plead to you on this night, Ya Allah. Protect us from the adab of the grave, Ya Allah. Protect us from the adab of the grave, Ya Allah. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the severe adab in the grave, when there will be so many venomous snakes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the angel will come and he will strike the person with hammers made of iron, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when the person is put into his grave, the grave will address him saying, of all people walking on the earth, you were the most hated to me. Now that you are in my control, you will see how I will treat you. Ya Allah, we can't take any pain in this world, Ya Allah. We can't take even little pain in this world, Ya Allah. What will be the pain in the grave, Ya Allah? Protect us from the pain of the grave, Ya Allah. Adab of the grave, Ya Allah. Adab of Jahannam, Ya Allah. We cannot bear the smoke of this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot bear the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are your servants, Ya Allah. We are your makhluq, Ya Allah. Protect us from the adab of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. We ask you by your asma'ik al-husna, wa sifatik al-ula, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Azim, Ya Kareem, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. Bless us with Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Bless us with the water of Hawd al-Kawthar, may Allah. Bless us with the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we love him dearly, Ya Allah. We have not seen him in this world, Ya Allah. Do not deprive us of seeing him on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. There will not be such when you will go to drink from the water of Hawd al-Kawthar. We'll be driven away by the angels, Ya Allah. Suhqan, suhqan, suhqa. Ya Allah, bless us with the special shade of your arsh, Ya Allah. Bless us with the special shade of your arsh on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Give us our books of deeds in our right hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. We plead to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak, Ya Allah. We cannot express ourselves correctly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weakest, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this world, we see that the parent shows more attention and more affection towards the weakest of all children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, favor us tonight, Ya Allah. Favor us, Ya Allah. No one can question you, Ya Allah. You are the supreme divine Lord of the world, Ya Allah. You are the creator and the sustainer, Ya Allah. You are the nourisher and the cherisher, Ya Allah. You are the greatest of all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot even fathom and imagine how great you are, Ya Allah. You are the most powerful being, Ya Allah. You are the most merciful being, Ya Allah. Shower your mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering in different parts of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those little innocent masoom orphans, Ya Allah. Few days ago, Ya Allah, they were sitting in the comforts of their homes, Ya Allah. In the care of their parents, Ya Allah. Today they are sitting in some orphanage, Ya Allah. Waiting for some hamper to come in their way, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what thoughts are crossing their mind, Ya Allah. What kind of Eid they will celebrate, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't question us on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. When you will ask us, what did you do for them? How did you spend the wealth they've given you, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, we are guilty, Ya Allah. We beg you for forgiveness, Ya Allah. Help them, Ya Allah. Grant them contentment, Ya Allah. Grant them satisfaction, Ya Allah. Change their conditions, Ya Allah. Grant them good conditions, Ya Allah. Bless them with complete afiyat, Ya Allah. Bless them with your rahmat, Ya Allah. Those innocent children, Ya Allah. Those orphans, Ya Allah. Widows, Ya Allah. The poor, the needy, Ya Allah. Allahumma innahum uratun faqsa. اللهم إنهم جيار فأطعمهم اللهم إنهم فقراء فأغنهم يا الله. All those who are helping them, Ya Allah. All those who are striving and making effort to reach out to them, Ya Allah. Bless them, Ya Allah, from your treasures, Ya Allah. Reward them abundantly and tremendously in this world and the year after, Ya Allah. Give us a tawfiq of spending, Ya Allah, for your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq of doing all righteous deeds, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing a'mali saliha, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. We plead to you, Ya Allah. We ask you on this Mubarak night of 27th Ramadan, Ya Allah. Protect us from all types of difficulty, all types of musibat, all types of hardship, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Bless them with complete shifa, Ya Allah. Bless them with complete afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are looking for partners, Ya Allah. Bless them with compatible partners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us be the coolness of our parents' eyes, Ya Allah. Help us serve them, Ya Allah. Help us make the khidmat, Ya Allah. Let us not do anything that will upset them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, Ya Allah. Protect our lives, Ya Allah. Our possessions, Ya Allah. Our wealth, our belongings. belongings, Ya Allah. Protect us from every side and corner, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're living in this country, Ya Allah. Bless us with aman and aman, Ya Allah. Safety and security, Ya Allah. Protect us from hijacking, Ya Allah. From robbery, Ya Allah. Kidnapping, Ya Allah. Protect our iman, our possessions, our wealth, our belongings, Ya Allah. And especially our deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place, Ya Allah. Whether it's da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah. Whether it's tasawuf and tazkiyah, Ya Allah. Ta'aleem and tadrees, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ijtimaz that are going to take place in our country, Ya Allah. Make it a success, Ya Allah. Make it be a means of hidayat spreading far and wide, Ya Allah. Make the winds of hidayat blow far and wide, Ya Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ambassadors of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we ask you on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. Fulfill every need of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of every need of ours, Ya Allah. The list of our needs too long, Ya Allah. We cannot even remember every need of ours, Ya Allah. Fulfill every need of ours, Ya Allah. Remove every difficulty, Ya Allah. Remove every hardship, Ya Allah. Protect us from every side and corner, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, by your asma'ik al-husna, wa sifatik al-ula, accept our dua, Ya Allah. Fulfill every permissible wish and desire of ours, Ya Allah. La ilaha illallah al-halim al-kareem. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ضرا إلا كشفته ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا مسافرا إلا بلغته ولا رجاء إلا حققته ولا دعاء إلا أجبته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رحم الراحمين يا الله we beg you يا الله bless us with the night of قدر يا الله اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا الله accept whatever little dua we made يا الله whatever tarabih we performed يا الله whatever little ibadat we have done يا الله grant us ikhlas and sincerity يا الله grant us acceptance and قبولية يا الله اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان أنت المستعان أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين Inshallah, we can engage in some nafil dua and some nafil salah. It's a very Mubarak night tonight. It's the 27th of Ramadan. Allah alone knows best whether it's a night of Qadr or not. But we need to search for the night of Qadr and all these odd nights of the last ten of Ramadan. So before leaving, inshallah, whilst we have wudu, we can engage in some nafil salah, inshallah.